warming up for us?
Warming up? Big ball game last night. How you doing this morning? You know, it's always good to get going with a game week. And this week we'll treat it like a regular preseason game in terms of coaches' preparation as well as game planning for an opponent with the 49ers. So looking forward to game planning for a very good football team, a physical team, a team that does a lot of different things. So it'll be a big challenge for us to game plan for them and to go into their place on the road and play well, because in the NFL you have to be able to win on the road and play well on the road. So it'll be a big test for us.
Did you take your defensive starters into the third quarter as well?
Typically you do. And I say typically because that's in my experience, that's what you usually do. But I'll wait to see how Leslie wants to handle this. Looking ahead, I would say yes, but I'll make sure he backs that before I say completely yes.
Obviously get them a little more time, or is it to maybe pivot off some adjustments at halftime to kind of get used to that as well?
Well, you want the guys to be able to play and get lathered up and to see if the game plan is working, but you also want them to give the experience of going into the locker room, making adjustments, coming out and being able to handle those adjustments that first series. So that's the theory behind it.
Game planning, is this even more important of a trial run because of that read option and the fact you might see it later on?
I know we'll see it. It's the flavor of the month for the NFL, so a lot of teams are going to it, and they're a team that does it well, so it is a good tune-up for us to kind of see how we'll operate and how we'll do things against our base defenses.
Where does that put the biggest stress on the defense?
You know what? Everywhere, and I say everywhere because what you have to do is make sure that you don't focus only on the zone read and let the other plays get you. You have to make sure that you stop the other plays and then get everyone running to the ball in the zone read. So you don't want to just focus in on the zone read and not stop the base plays. And that's typically what some teams do, the trap, so to speak, that they want you to fall into.
Well, that go the route of the run and shoot, now that you all you defensive guys have had an off season to get together, and I mean, it kind of like something new will come up, you know, the Wildcat, and then it kind of defense has an off season to prepare for it. I mean, where do you see the future of that?
Not quite sure. I think the owners will take care of that, and to see how much they'll let their quarterbacks get hit, and to see if they can. The quarterbacks can sustain a full year of running the ball and being able to pass it. We'll see. I'm not going to make any predictions as far as how long it'll stay in and what the evolution will be of it down the road. It's something that the offenses are going to. They had some success last year, and we'll see how much success the NFL they have with it, the NFL this year.
Desmond played in his first action really in a year.
He played well. There were some plays where he played downhill. He had some good tackles, and I think if you talk with him, he'll tell you there's some plays that he left out there on the field, which can be expected with the first extensive full action that he's had. And what we're looking for is to see if he can improve on those things that he didn't do so well and correct those and get better. And that's really with all the guys. Can they improve this week with a full week of game planning, knowing typically what we'll see and execute the defense?
Snaps, at least it gets a first-team offense to get an idea in your mind what he can and can't do?
I think so. You want to see if a guy can execute against good on good. And I think that's one of the things that we'll try to do this week is make sure the guys that we're looking at get good on good. And believe me, the 49ers have enough depth in their roster that we're going to get good on good with our first two groups.
Anybody else in that group that you're wanting to see with the first team besides Desmond?
I wish I could see all the guys typically, but we'd just the guy, our second team unit, that we'll like to see them get some spot duty and good on good, and not anyone specifically, but we look to see when a guy makes a play, who it's against and what the matchups are, and to see if a guy can execute against some of the better or first and second team guys.
He's virtually a starter, but do you want to see him in the base in the first team?
Well, you know what? Xavier came in. A lot of teams are playing the nickel. We treat that third cornerback like a starter. You saw that he was in the first series of the ball game, and so we'll get enough of him with good on good to see how he functions, and I'm sure he'll be fine.
There between him and Josh in the base.
Shaping up well. It's still wait and see, and see how Josh played an extremely good game last week. He was in the outside in the base and went inside in the nickel and almost had a pick six in the first cover two we were in, and he tackled well. He ran to the ball well. He's functioning very well in nickel and base. So we're pleased with the way Josh is coming, and Xavier's coming along too. That was his first live action, and he would tell you also, like Bishop, there were some plays that he wished he could have back, and there were some plays that he made, which was good. That first interception was a reflection of him getting his hands on the ball, it popping up, and Jamarcus and Harrison hustling to the football. So we saw some good things from him. We just want to see more and more good things and consistently.
And finite for Sherrills. What is he still able to do for you in the secondary?
They call Sherrills the machine. So whenever he comes in, the mechanic, he comes in and he functions well. The neat thing is that he's a dependable guy. Special teams, on defense, inside, outside. We kind of know what we have there. We have a dependable guy that can make plays for us. So we feel good about Sherrills also and every phase that he plays for us.
Is Sharif Floyd getting more, or is he getting on the field more often than originally planned?
He did. He got more reps than originally planned. And, again, that's a good thing. When you can get a young guy live reps in a ball game where you're not out there holding his hand, so to speak, you're on the sideline and he's detached from you, you cut off the purse strings, so that's a good thing. Then you can see how a guy functions without you sitting right there in his ear saying, hey, do this, step here, move here, and that's a good thing. So the more reps that we can get those guys, the better. Not quite sure. That's you got to ask him. Each day it seems like it gets a little better, and from time to time he gets it banged and it reverts back, but we'll see.
You did have Sharif out there with that first team defense quite a bit, though. Was it important just to see how he worked with some of those guys?
It was, and not so much how he worked with the other guys, just to see again, good against good. The more reps that he can get, the better that he feels, the more confident that he feels with the different blocking schemes that he's going to get. And it's going to take time. And like all of our guys, we want to rotate him to keep him fresh, to keep him moving, and so that when the fourth quarter comes and we need a pass rush, that we can have it. Or if we need to stop a team, if they're running the ball, our guys are fresh.
When you're looking at the defensive line, do you just go in not thinking about Ballard, that, I mean, he's on that list and everything? Do you consider him back, or you just move on without him?
You know what, I just wait and see. I just wait and see what happens. I can't predict if he's coming back tomorrow or not at all. So I'm just I've learned to just, hey, coach the guys that are here, the ones that are injured and the ones that aren't here. That's something that we can't control. So just make sure we coach the ones that are here and wait and see. And if he comes back, that's a plus.
How did he look to you in training camp?
Who's
Ballard?
He always looks good. Ballard's an unbelievable worker. He works hard. He studies his craft. He was doing a good job. And with the rotation, was a guy that we needed and really depended upon. So it's a shame that he's not here. But, again, that's not something we can control, and you just have to wait and see and move on with the ones that are here.
Time for the last one.
Bobby Felder played a big role
big role in the position game, whether it was in punt returns or downing punts. What did you see out of him in coverage when he was in that nickel corner spot?
You know, he didn't have a lot of coverage plays or a lot of pass plays that were at him in terms of coverage. He was in the nickel spot, and that's where I think Bobby flourished, was being inside. He had a couple of tackles. He had a couple of hustle plays, and so that's what you're looking for. And not specifically one thing in terms of coverage. We just want to see when a guy is in place and we call the defense, can he, when he has a play at him, can he make the play? And Bobby made the plays that were at him. So that's now we always say if we give you two reps and you make two good plays, give you four reps and see if you can make two more plays. And then if you did well, give you two more. So Bob, we'll see if we can get Bobby some more reps to see how he does. Thanks, guys.